Hello, Misty Mejia here, CEO of Theater of Public Speaking, with this week's newsletter. The Tour of Firsts. Live life with no excuses, travel with no regret. Though it was Oscar Wilde who said this, let me tell you, I couldn't agree more, and I certainly don't regret the traveling I've been up to lately. In my life, I have been honored enough to help multiple theater companies launch their brand new theaters by directing their inaugural shows. I take that role very seriously, as I know their first production sets the entire tone and standards for what audiences should expect from this new company. It really could make or break them. No pressure, right? Well, the last few months, I had the honor of helping out three conferences with their first in-person events. It was exciting to meet with each team and hear how I could support their goals, vision, and launch it into this beautiful world of ours. This starts with, as speakers, understanding we are always a reflection on the companies who have hired us. We have the pleasure of holding the event's aspirations in our hands and voice and bringing it to fruition with our actions. I want to share with you some insights on how we did just that and pull back the curtain on the conference experience from a speaker's point of view. Event one. The first event was Appy Camp, built for intentional educators. Our goal was to create a space of open vulnerability and growth for their attendees. In hiring speakers, we focused on what folks who would be able to foster that safe space through their message, whether that was a workshop with a meditation session or an educational keynote with a much deeper story attached. When it came to my closing session, I wanted to make sure to bring the attendees out of their comfort zone, so I trained them on the power of nonverbal communication skills and body language. By the end of it, we were all laughing so hard we were crying, watching each person take risks, lean in, and fully embrace their abilities was truly an honor. And it also took place in the Dirty Dancing building that it was filmed, or actually the campus that it was filmed, which was an added bonus. Event two on our first trip was Gusto Next in Denver, where the aim was to connect the dots for success. The dots being your clients, your firm, people, and data. The company's mission was to inspire and make the audience feel like they were being hugged. That was actually the phrase they told me. They wanted to make the audience feel like they were being hugged. How great is that mission? I love it so much. I also got to see and support some of our Theater of Public Speaking alumni running incredible sessions throughout the two-day event. My closing keynote was the topic of light switch your anxiety. In service of the goal, I wanted to help anyone in the audience who is struggling with self-doubt, realizing that they have everything within them to succeed, including the amazing ability to lean in to their own voice. I also wanted to let them know they were not alone in their journey towards success. Like at most conferences, each speaker had a tech check, an opportunity to test out the mic levels, explore the stage, and practice using their slides on the big screen. These are also fun opportunities to get to know the awesome, talented humans behind the scenes that are there to help you succeed in that moment. Tech checks often present technical difficulties, making it a safe space to test out and adjust all of your tech needs. It is imperative to arrive with patience and with a knowledge of what you absolutely need in that moment. Don't be afraid to ask any and all questions. Everyone is on the same team. To reinforce the support they have, I had Gusto leaders, peers, thought leaders, and influencers join me on stage during my keynote so the audience could see the amazing people they are surrounded by who are here to be in service of them. Physical hugs, verbal hugs, and virtual hugs were being sent from the stage for sure. The last event in this little note for today was in San Diego for the first Intuit Tax Advisor Summit. The goal was to inspire the thought leaders in attendance to lean into the power of helping the profession move towards advisory. With that in mind, my beautiful Theater of Public Speaking alumni friend, Mariette Martinez, and I taught a 70-minute workshop called Snapshot Your Social. The focus was on social media and building out your public-facing brand that aligns with who you are at the core and how you can inspire others through their social presence. I love a collaborative presentation. It brings a whole new level of fun to the process, though it does take a good amount of planning. Mariette and I started preparing at least 2.5 months prior to the presentation day. We worked through our ideas, walked through our content, and rehearsed both individually and together. A big part of practicing with a partner is working on your transitions between one another, when and how to pass the mic in a way that doesn't interrupt the flow of your content. It takes clear communication to ensure you're both reaching your goals and hitting your unique talking points while serving the same context in a united presentation. Our engagement activities helped our audience define their brand in 3 words through snapshot images posted on the wall that they chose the one that was resonating with them the most. You can see a bunch of them shared on social media if you look at the hashtag Intuit Tax Advisor Summit. As I settle in at home for a few days before my next venture, I can't help but rewatch this recap video that you can find linked here of my last couple months and reflect on the wonderful humans I met along the way, all on the mission we worked to bring to life. What I know for sure as a speaker, we are in service of helping others succeed and exploring all the possibilities their voice has to offer. We are blessed with the opportunities to share the insights we've gathered along the way. And when we are aligned with what the attendees need, what the conference's mission is, and where our experience can help, then that's where the true magic happens. Much love, and until next time, don't forget to unmute yourself.